Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.
I'm going to talk a little bit about one of the challenges that's going on is turnover in government staff, and supplier industry is also facing this as well. So Dustin, I'm going to ask you this. So please share more information about those challenges and ongoing trends of those shrinking resources and the turnover and retention of government teams.
Great, and thanks for having me in your discussion today, Tammy. So as quick context, Civic works with procurement shops around the country via three or four different cooperative contracts. We are very involved on the actual operation side of public procurement. And I think that two things have really contributed to the kind of staffing issues that people have been foretelling for years, but it feels more acute right now. And I think it's a combination of two things. One is the responses to job postings that have been put out by public procurement have fallen much further than they used to. I've gotten that kind of feedback from multiple shops that where they used to get X number of postings, they would get maybe a third as many of that. So the people coming in, it's harder to fill the positions. And then I think there's a lot of retirement that's happening that was delayed because of COVID. You know, if you look at COVID, COVID was, at the end of the day, after it being a healthcare crisis, it was a supply chain crisis, right? It caused procurement shops to have to do a lot of things they hadn't otherwise done. It was a real call to action, a call to mission. So I think for 2 years, there were people who, in the normal flow of things, may have acted on their retirement who didn't take their retirements because of COVID. And now you're seeing a real snapback. And we've seen lots of shops where people have retired also because there's the issue around some places being willing to consider hybrid work in a go forward, whereas other entities or municipalities may not want to extend that flexibility. But if somebody who for whom that is important, they can do the same job for a different municipality, potentially in a different state, and get that characteristic, you still see a lot of motion and movement of people across jobs. So there's a lot of motion. We're supporting a lot of that through some of our cooperative contracts where we're providing a procurement as a service type of work. I would say generally co-op contracts are a very valuable tool in the face of staff shortages because it should really drive a question to procurement shops. Where can I actually do better than one of the national co-ops, and or what is the actual reason that I am seeking to fulfill this through my own action, through my own paper, versus use someone else's paper? Because there's a lot of things that you may not be able to use co-op contracts for, but for things for which you can use co-op contracts, we don't want to step over a dime to get to a penny, is my cliche. We don't want to spend time on something that we otherwise could have solved a different way by using co-op contracts. So for holders of co-op contracts, being able to position it not only as potential cost savings, but also direct ways to address and minimize the number of types of solicitation events and categories that need to be managed directly by the shop versus leveraging others, I think there's prime opportunity with that.